to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy with you again, and today's thought is going to come from Luke chapter 6. We're in the Gospel of Luke and really getting encouraged by reading the story of Jesus. It's always awesome to be in the Gospels and just read about the life of Christ. And today, this is what Jesus says in Luke 6:32. He says, "Do you think that you deserve credit merely for loving those who love you? Even the sinners do that. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, is that so wonderful? Even sinners do that much. If you lend money to only those who can repay you, what good is that? Even sinners will lend to their kind for a full return. Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them, and don't be concerned that they might repay. Then your reward will come from heaven and be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and to those who are wicked." Jesus begins to teach his disciples in this passage how to deal with their enemies, and it's something we don't talk about a lot, but it is something real in our lives. I'm not sure if you would say today that you have an enemy. If you do, I would suggest that you unenemify them, because it's not really a good idea. But I'm sure that for all of us, there are people around us and in our lives that we encounter that we kind of don't like as much. You know, it's a little harder to talk to them. It's hard to relate to them. We're not really on the same wavelength. And there's some people, honestly, I think if we were just real today, that we would prefer not to be around. If you had a choice to meet them for lunch or someone else, you would never choose them. And, you know, it might be because of things they've done that hurt us, or ways that they irritate us, or maybe you just don't like the way they talk. Maybe you don't like the way they dress or the way they walk. I mean, whatever it is. But, you know, sometimes we take the easy way out, and it's easier to avoid those people or think about, you know, ways that we can get back at them or describe them. And, you know, even a few weeks ago, we talked about this idea of what it means to be hostage to things. And you'll find that the more you feed these negative thoughts in your mind, the more negative we become. And that's not how Jesus treated his enemies. That Luke 6:35 says he's kind to the unthankful and to those who are wicked. That's amazing. God is kind. That even on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Now, the amazing thing is that God is on our side, and he'll come through for us. But we have to be willing to share his love with others. It's funny, because I think if you would take the step to not move away from people that dislike you and not move away from people that you dislike, many times you could see them change. I know sometimes I kind of enjoy getting around people that don't like to talk to me and just purposely talking to them, because it's sort of funny watching them squirm. But you'll find that over time, if you're just continuing to be nice and continuing to be gracious and show the love of Christ and seeing how you can bless them and asking God to bless their lives, that as you show care and concern for them, you'll gradually see those people change. You'll see the love of God break through in their life. You know, the world's way is just to avoid people that we don't get along with, but that's not God's plan. And so I want to challenge you today is that you take God's path, that you work out your differences with people that you're in disagreement with, that you take opportunities to show the love of Christ to people that normally you would feel maybe upset with and that owe you something, but you would remember what God did for you. And let your heart be open to be God's instrument right here on this earth today.